So as we said, we will take the question afterwards. Irina, you're.
Do we have the questions right now?
No, after.
Okay.
The three presentations. So we will have the presentation by Irina Toulbouret. Irina, so you work at the University of Architecture and Urbanism in Bucharest, and you have published a book in Romanian about this topic, about architecture and urbanism from 44 to 60, so exactly our period. So the book is from 2016. And you work also a lot about the legacy of the architecture after the 50s and today. And so you will present about Hunedoara, one very, very interesting region for us. And you work on many other cases in Romania. And I take this opportunity to thank you and to thank every people who help us during our research with Ioana, people who take time to show us sources, to talk with us about research in the different countries. We are very, very grateful. So thank you, and thank you for the people who do that. And Ioana and I are very grateful. I let you the floor for your presentation.
Well, Jérôme, thank you very much for inviting me. I wasn't really expecting that, I don't know, that these kind of case studies would be interesting when we've met, would be interesting for you when we've met, but yet. And I'm here. And I'm an architect. I'm not quite an architect historian because my formation is the general formation of an architect, but I am writing a lot about history of architecture and I am teaching about history of architecture. And this is my somehow my perspective. And also the perspective is the one of the heritage, the protected heritage, which in Romania it's not the case about the architecture of the 50s or of the 60s, because usually, let's say it like this, because it is called like this in Romania, communist architecture, it's not worthy of being preserved. And this is something that probably it would be interesting to talk about. And I will start my presentation. I will try to be as concise as I can and not to, I don't know, to derive from the things that I've written. Well, Hunedoara, I split my presentation in five parts. The first part is Hunedoara as a case study. It's the industrial town of Hunedoara is one of the most fruitful case studies that can be used for understanding the socialist and post-socialist period in Romania. Hunedoara was an industrial settlement established at the end of the 19th century in the vicinity of a very well-known medieval castle, the Hunyad Castle in Transylvania. And probably you all know the fact that at the time, Transylvania was part of the dualist empire, and practically the industrial side was owned by the state. Practically, after the First World War, the industrial site became the property of the Romanian state, and this made of Hunedoara a very suitable context for the socialist industrial transformation after the Second World War. Since it didn't imply nationalization of the factory, because nationalization, it was somehow a complicated process. The socialist Hunedoara construct of the 50s is deeply similar to other industrial sites, such as Nova Huta, both being in the 50s a subject of a large propaganda rhetoric. Paintings and visual representation. On the screen, you can see the painting of Corina Leca. I think we saw yesterday another one of her works. I think it was her. The painting was called The Construction of the Workers' Neighborhood in Hunedoara. It was also propaganda through literature, And on the screen, you see the cover of the book Steel and Bread, issued in 51 by writer Jon Kalugaru. He is not necessarily a famous writer of the Romanian literature. But also, it was propaganda through artistic movies, like it is the movie Close to the Sun that was issued in 1961. All this propaganda was built around specific thematic of the propaganda of the 50s and of the propaganda, and of course, especially around the theme construction and reconstruction of the towns. It, and probably is translated the same in the various languages. With the sub-themes, the brand new socialist city in contrast to the cosmopolitan liberal city, the socialist construction of the industrial town and of a new society, the transformation of the chaotic, rural, medieval towns into urban socialist cities, the emancipation of the working class, highly educated, from a mass of uneducated, simple peasants. Nevertheless, the entire case study of Hunedoara is not used to its potential in the research work in Romania and probably not in general. I would mention at least two names. It's Mara Marginian, who is a Romanian historian, who wrote a beautiful book in Romanian about the post-war construction of Hunedoara from 45 until 60. Five, and Oana Țiganea, who is an architect and who is about to finish her book about the construction and the decay of the industrial plant. I should mention in this moment, practically all the site is demolished. So there is almost no traces of the industrial site at this moment. The growth, this is the second part, the growth of the industrial city in the 50s from an urban perspective. Sketch in a very rough lines the post-war urban evolution of Hunedoara until the 60s can be easily explained as an experiment that drove to a complete rupture between a first phase developed with the use of a system of low-rise housing and a second phase much more dependent on the economical demands, developed using block of flats instead of individual units. This, the first stage, designed and partially constructed between 46 and 49, reflected both the existence of a connection with the European models, and it can be resembled, judging by its urban and architectural general features, with similar post-war examples, such as, for example, Harlow in Great Britain. In this first design, also developed in two phases, the architects were using, on one hand, ideas related to the concept of the garden city, sensitive to natural elements, and to the relief. And on the other hand, ideas related to Athens' charter in terms of orientation, the claim for green areas, and so on and so forth. Here you have the two, let's say, the two versions of the first stage. In the left, the, you see, it was built this from the entire project. It was built only this part, and then it was built some area, not large area. It is interesting to remark from the beginning that the construction site was called the Workers' City, as you see written in Romanian, Orașul Muncitoresc, or a city for the workers. Even if only two fragments of the project were constructed, the area, the neighborhood, still today bears the same name, the worker city, and people today are very fond of the name and of this neighborhood. It was also a further development of the urban design reflected the need for more economical constructions and for an increased number of workers, and that called for the use of collective units. However, they were block of flats in limited surfaces, arranged in rows, following also linear or grid system. The socialist, realist, industrial city is in fact richly reflected by an urban plan designed in 1954. It's on the left side on the screen, and it's this part of the project. But of course, that was never constructed, being designed so late. The interventions between 50 and 54 are the last steps towards the socialist realism, and they were meant to represent the shift from the rational thinking to the emphatic scenography of the socialist realist urban thinking, with compounds, with monumental axes, and with highly decorated building emphasizing the street fronts. It is necessary to underline that all these stages had been constructed only in fragments, or sometimes remained only sketches and ideas. And the present urban fabric displays these pieces today as a patchwork that can be perceived in a larger scale, larger areas as elements of this patchwork. As you see in all these images, these are the combination at the scale of the entire city from these systematization plans, from these urban designs. But also this patchwork can be perceived even at a smaller scale. And in this case, limited complexes or range of buildings can be understood as elements of the patchwork. With this precise dating that I've made on the screen of the projects for different buildings, it is not intended necessarily to displace scrupulosity in creating a perfect radiography of the architecture, because it's somehow unnecessary to make such a radiography, but instead, it's meant to reflect the real life of the socialist realist architecture. And practically these ideas were discussed already in yesterday's lectures and discussion. The difficulty of having a simple and clear portrait of the socialist realism, a precise delimitation of pre and post, and the seizure between the official perspective and the everyday life. And I would develop a bit on this idea in the sense that there was a seizure also, a rupture also, between the official perspective and the professionals, in this case, the architects. It is true that all these stages were actually plainful use by the propaganda through the autocritique system, and that this process of Stalinization of the profession was itself a demonstration, a public ritual. And now, in my opinion, the interest is in understanding what these stages consist in from the point of view of the architects. Well, the third part of the presentation, exhibiting and researching folk architecture in Hunedoara region. The reconstruction of the industrial town of Hunedoara was in fact part of a bigger project, extended to a regional level, preceding the territorial organization or systematization, a deeper research regarding geography, resources, economy, etc., was initiated. Part of this research was dedicated to the folk architecture of the region. it must be underlined from the beginning that the importance of folk tradition as a resource for the renewal of architecture did not emerge in Romania after the Second World War. On the contrary, it was an action that became to a mature phase at the end of the interwar period, and it was in the end had a very tight connection with the sociological researches of Dimitri Agusti. And it was also important to mention that many architects were involved in such researches from the very beginning. The researches of Dimitri Agusti's team from the late 30s found a subsistence after the war, and architects and other professionals, sociologists, of course, geographers and others, continued their work in different institutions. It was also, I think, Jérôme, that in the opening of the day yesterday was mentioning the idea, or it was sometime in yesterday, was mentioning the idea of several institutions that were creating in between 45 and 50, I don't know, 56 mostly, and that lasted only for 1 or 2 years. So it was the case also of such an institute that was continuing the work of the sociologists, that I think that it lasted only 1 year. And then it was also the Department of Urban Studies in the Ministry of Construction, where a group of architects studied the folk architecture in Hunedoara. Of course, this group of architects were architects that studied before with Dimitri Agusti. At the beginning of 51, when the first stage of their work was exposed in a large exhibition with maps, drawings, and photographic materials. Later on, the material was organized in a book. It was more a catalogue than a real book with very short written texts that was issued in 1956. It's worth mentioning the fact that the exhibition, and you can see here an image of the exhibition that was printed in Architectura Review. And here it was the cover of the Architectura Review that was printing with this article. It was worth mentioning that the fact that the exhibition and the book were entitled Architectura Populară în Hunedoara. I want to emphasize the use of the Romanian word popular, meaning popular, meaning folk, in the title, as a first sign reflecting and rethinking the concept of the peasant, an idea that was present also in yesterday's talks with different occasions. In short, before the Second World War, folk architecture became interesting for architects in their will to create a national style, and texts, theories, exhibitions, etc. were referring to folk culture using terms related to peasant, țăran, ethnographic art, folkloric art, traditional art, old art, but rather rarely folk in its Romanian version of popular. Of course, as it is referenced in various texts, in the 50s, peasant became a confused concept, being used, for example, also the term the working peasant, as the working class and the working peasants, țărănimea muncitoare. And in the case of folkloric art being replaced by popular, the term being used in the official texts, Constitution, name of the Republic, designating the people, Republica Populară Română. On the other hand, the content of the exhibition and the methodology of research was perfectly compatible with the interwar practices. For example, identifying patterns of housing and the use of materials in relation with geographical regions and creating microregions of coherence. It was stipulated both with the occasion of the exhibition and in the introduction of the book that one of the main objectives of the research, documentation, and defining the characteristics of the folk architecture was the need of resources to be used in conceiving the new architecture. Again, this was not a new idea, not directly regarding Hunedoara or the region around the Hunedoara town, but having other regions as research field. In 1940-1942, during the preparations that were made for the reconstruction after the war, architects imagined a series of projects for public buildings and housing, especially in rural areas. They were called model projects and not standard projects in order to emphasize that they don't have to be applied exactly as such, but adapted. But how, in fact, all the researches in the 50s are reflecting in different stages of the urban development of Hunedoara in the 50s. And this would be the fourth part, from peasants to workers, stripes of continuity. In the first stage of in the first stage of the urban development, the garden city for the workers, the construction of the entire neighborhood was aiming to solve social, economical, and practical issues regarding population and efficiency and the potential growth of the industrial site. One of these issues, emphasized in several texts regarding the construction of the city for the workers, was the question of the migrant workers who were, in the same time, peasants and industrial workers. Peasants during the seasons fit for agricultural work and low-trained workers in the rest of the time. People without a proper social life and without families or even without proper family life. By the construction of the city for workers, peasants were to be relocated and transformed in stable workers, would beneficiate of the comfort of a family life with higher sanitary standards in a familiar environment. The individual house with a garden reflecting the traditional way of living. Beside the individual housing in the first stage of the project, a reduced number of block of flats were designed. Some were conceived for the seasoned workers and some others for the technicians, particularly indicated as such in the project. In fact, this gradual thinking of the different type of dwellings related to precise categories, it wasn't something related to the thinking of the 50s, but it was also had, but also it had roots in the pre-war thinking in the 40s. You can see on the left side there are the houses, the individual houses up and down this block of flats. And on the right side, there are drawings from the book that was practically summing up the work of that was present also in the exhibition. In this stage, in this first stage, in 47 to 49, traditional elements are used in the manner of the 40s, without quoting details of the folk architecture and without patchworking. and without patchworking it in the new projects. It was the use of the same of the general shapes, materials, functional relations that was inspiring the architects. And you can easily see all the elements that are combined in the new examples from the traditional architecture. The fifth and last part, workers in a socialist city, and still there is a rupture. The biggest change after the construction of the Garden City in late 40s was indeed the use of the blocks of flats and the use of the apartment as the new unit for the workers' family. The peasant was already transformed in a worker. The movie that I've mentioned at the beginning, Close to the Sun, because it's of course a metaphor that it was in the industrial site and so on and so forth, the heat from the industrial site. So the movie is illustrating exactly this magical transformation that took place with the main character of the movie, who was a peasant, a young peasant that deliberately left his family and went to become a worker in Hunedoara. The former metamorphosing peasant is no longer seen with tolerant eyes. The discourse about dwellings is changed, and I quote, housing that are going to be built this year in Hunedoara in 52 represent a reflection of the five-year plan that, according to the ceaseless growth of the living standard of the working people, is stipulating the construction of a huge number of dwellings, approximate 45,000 apartments. So they were clearly apartments. And I close the quotation. It was actually Nicolae Porumbescu, who was the author of the text, in his position also of the architect of the block of flats. Usually, when talking about Hunedoara and the project in the 50s, it is common to remark some of the particular buildings, mostly the train station, as you can see above in the image, the restaurant and the theater. They were obviously reflecting the specific features and patterns of the Soviet socialist realism. With its, well, I know that we've discussed that there is not a clear Soviet socialist realism, but in that limits of. With its direct general orientation towards Renaissance architecture and with the particular use of the local Renaissance, a fact demonstrated to different texts. The same architect that was describing the block of flats in Hunedoara was commenting in a text about studies on standard projects for dining halls that the architects should have used for the dining halls those elements in the Renaissance architecture of Transylvania that are so specific, and I quote, so specific. Of course, without identifying in his text what were those elements, but referring to studies that revealed such elements. In fact, at that moment, studies in Romanian language of the architecture in Transylvania was at its very beginning. So he couldn't refer to other studies than the work for the exhibition that I told you about. The architect was not clearly identifying what kind of architecture he was talking about, urban in terms of local Renaissance. Urban, rural, using also, and he was using also confusing terms such as the artistic tradition of the people. In It seems that for the constructions in Hunedoara, and mostly for the housing made of block of flats, and for the shopping area, were other elements that he used, less iconic than, for example, the Hunyad Castle in Hunedoara, so which was the most famous, the monument, the recognized monument in the region. He was saying about the use of color diversity as an element of local tradition, mentioned in a description made by the same architect of the construction. And also, another particular detail, the configuration of the entrance and the variety of elements for each building. And I have two minutes. Yeah, I just have two phrases. And it is very interesting that also in the book about the exhibition, it was the same features were emphasized about the traditional buildings. And it is also interesting that in 50 and 50. Six, even if the authors of the exhibition and of the book underlined that the aim was precisely that they served as model catalogs for the architects of the new building, the architects of the new building were not explaining exactly how they used their sources. And at the same time, it is interesting to notice a few of the nuances in the discourse of the architects that developed the research on the folk architecture in Hunedoara region. And in many cases, they were mentioning there are mentions related to the rural houses that borrowed influences from the urban architecture and from urban architectural typologies. Examples that they are presenting in the book are from the 19th century, but also from the beginning of the 20th century. And while this approach of the researchers was emphasizing the looseness of a vernacular shift between rural and urban environments in the Hunedoara area, the construction of the new city officially was emphasizing a rupture between the two entities. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this very rich presentation on a fascinating case.